This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 12th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom ups ag drought aid. SPCA bill stirs lawsuit fears. SCOTUS upholds Prop 12 and mandatory e-verify advances. Newsom to boost ag drought relief, double flood spending. Ahead of releasing his revised budget proposal today, Governor Newsom teased out new spending for flood protection and response. He hopes to add $290 million to the $202 million he already proposed in January, that before winter storms wreaked havoc on the San Joaquin and Salinas Valleys. Newsom said the state's investments must match the, quote, reality of climate extremes with the unprecedented weather whiplash California's facing. The package would add $25 million to the existing $75 million allocated for drought relief to ag-related businesses. Newsom would also restore $40 million for floodplain restoration that along the San Joaquin River, a line item he took heat for cutting in the January proposal. Another $25 million would be set aside for potential disaster relief and response from impending snowmelt flooding. On levies, the $202 million pitched in January would improve Delta levies and support flood control projects in the Central Valley. Newsom announced the slate would cover the cost of raising the Gacorin levy in the Tulare Basin to protect communities. The levee has steadily subsided since the 1980s due to the nearby groundwater pumping. And on recharge, the governor plans to introduce legislation to permanently codify into state law his executive order easing groundwater recharge by tapping flood flows. It would set clear conditions for diverting without permits or affecting water rights, according to his office. Ag groups raise alarms over SPCA bill. The Assembly has passed a bill to grant the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals new authority in litigating animal abuse violations. More than a dozen ag groups opposed it over concerns of exposing producers to unfounded lawsuits. Under the current law, just 20 residents can form an SPCA, a process, quote, ripe for abuse by animal rights activists, according to the California Farm Bureau. The Animal Legal Defense Fund is sponsoring the measure. Assembly member Jesse Gabriel of Encino has rejected the Farm Bureau's proposed amendments for excluding livestock, fairs, and rodeos. Senate committees will take up the measure next. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. SCOTUS upholds California's Prop 12 animal housing law. The Supreme Court Proposition 12 decision appears to bring an end to challenges to the law, which bans the sale of pork in the state that comes from the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates. The California law and a similar measure in Massachusetts that also have been delayed by state courts until the Supreme Court ruled now can go into effect. The National Pork Producers Council and American Farm Bureau Federation petitioned the court to overturn a Ninth Circuit decision upholding the law, which was approved by 63% of California voters in 2018. Animal welfare groups hailed the 5-4 ruling. Trade groups and farm state lawmakers said California should not be able to, quote, dictate the agriculture practices of the rest of the nation, as GOP Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas suggested. And take note, Laura Fox, a professor at Vermont Law and Graduate School and director of the Farmed Animal Advocacy Clinic, found it remarkable that the highest court of the land has acknowledged that pigs are not trucks or trains. Though this statement was made to clarify that restrictions on pig production should not be equated with transportation restrictions, the recognition that animals are distinct from inanimate property is a promising indicator, she added. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. GOP border security bill passes with mandatory E-Verify. With a surge of migrants expected at the southern border, House Republicans won narrow passage of a border security bill that includes a provision requiring all employees to use the E-Verify system to check the legal status of workers. Because of concerns raised by farm groups, GOP leaders added a provision saying it was the, quote, sense of Congress that the Homeland Security Department should ensure any adverse impact on the nation's agricultural workforce, operations, and food security are considered and addressed. But the Ag Workforce Coalition warned in a statement that the E-Verify requirement would harm farmers without additional reforms that would ensure an adequate supply of labor. Reform has been consistently urged by farmers for decades. Without these vital solutions, this provision will harm many labor-dependent family farms across the U.S. and the consumers who rely upon them, the coalition said. Representative John Duarte, a California farmer who was one of only two Republicans to vote against the bill, said in a statement that Republicans needed to work with Democrats to develop a bill, quote, that benefits our working families and strengthens our nation's economy. Washington GOP Representative Dan Newhouse, who's also a farmer, voted for the bill but told AgriPulse he was concerned about the E-Verify requirement. He said, quote, we would be putting farmers, making them essentially the police force, which is a problem. That's not something that we're equipped to do. So why does it matter? Well, the bill has no chance of passing in the Senate, which is good for ag, because mandating E-Verify would, without providing a source of replacement workers, is a worst-case scenario from the farm sector. Moran, Republicans will protect ag on spending. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas says Republicans will protect farm programs from the spending cuts that GOP leaders are pushing President Biden to accept in exchange for increasing the debt ceiling. Republicans in particular are going to want to reach an agreement that is not harmful to agriculture, Moran said in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. In ag country, he said, Republicans cannot afford to be seen as not caring about their farmers and ranchers and the communities that those farmers and ranchers live in and serve. Well, here's today's He Said It. California is not performing well. That state senator, Roger Niello of Fair Oaks, arguing the state must do more to address the homelessness crisis, empower job creators, and build water storage. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.